Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, this morning we come to you. And Lord, we pray that every single person here may have a relationship with you. Lord, teach us that in everything that we can go to you in prayer. That you watch over us, that you care for us, that you desire the best for us. This morning, Lord, I pray that our faith in you be more real. That we have the peace that passes all understanding, to know that your word is truth. To know that you are alive. To know that heaven is our home and that we are sojourners through this world. Lord, teach us your prayer principles. Write your laws in our hearts and cause us to desire a life more pleasing to you. And as we go through your word this morning, Lord, let faith stir in our hearts and let us understand your word and your will more clearly. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning we carry on with our look at prayer. And we're going to be looking at the prayer of faith. Not bad. We're going to be looking at the prayer of faith. The first time we looked at prayer, we saw that you have not because you ask amiss. And James tells us that there's two types of Christians. That there are worldly Christians and there are those who desire godliness. And James tells us you cannot pray for the world. You cannot ask for your lusts. You cannot pray to have things of this world. In other words, pray for the things of the Lord. Then God will answer those prayers. In our second session last week, we looked at believing that God is. And when we come to God, we have to have faith that He is. We have to believe that He is exactly who He reveals Himself to be. In other words, we have to believe that the Word of God is truth. And when we come to Him, we have to acknowledge and understand and believe that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. And diligently seeking Him means not a one-off prayer. It's a relationship of being with the Lord, a relationship of spending time with God and praying for things, because the Bible says, keep on knocking,